Welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Elio Chaim ben Orav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, and as a schus of a refuah shleima for Yosef Chaim ben Miriam and Gittel Bas Etel. We just celebrated a beautiful yontif of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres, and the concepts involved, I think, have a very strong potential to help strengthen our bitochen in Hashem. The Tur says, he quotes the pasuk that the inyan of sukkah is leman yedu deriseichem ki besukkah is hershavti es bnei Yisrael bohitzi oisom me'eretz Mitzrayim. That the purpose for the sukkah, we should sit in the sukkah for 7 days, that future generations should all know that I caused you to dwell in sukkahs when I took you out in the midbar, when I took you out of Mitzrayim. And it seems that there are two concepts that can be found here. And there is a big discussion in the Achronim exactly what the Tur means. And, well, there's a discussion of what the Pasuk means, and then there's a discussion of what the Tur means. But it seems that there are two concepts here which can be very helpful and relevant to our discussions. One is that the Torah says that the mitzvah of sukkah is tolui. He was toluit in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And part of the message of the sukkah, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says we're supposed to have two kavanas. One is to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt. And the other one is to remember the Anani HaKovid, the fact that for 40 years in the Midbar, we were protected from the elements and the drastic changes of weather and everything in the Midbar for 40 years, with air conditioned clouds, I assume, by day, and heating provided by night, surrounded, and all of our needs being miraculously taken care of. And all of this happened, the Pasuk says, Bo'itzi'oisom, when he took us out of Mitzrayim. And here the Tur comes along and says something very interesting. He says, why was the Torah the toilet this? Why did it make this this reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he says as follows. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, is a dovo shera'inu be'inenu. We saw it with our eyes. Uvozneinu shamanu. We heard it with our ears. There were millions of eyewitnesses. Vein odom yochoy lahakhishenu. No person could deny it. Vuhamira alamitius mitzius habirius ala. It teaches us the truth of the existence of Hashem, that He created everything according to His will, and He has the power and the control and the ability in the upper worlds and the lower worlds to do everything according to His will. And no one can tell Him what to do. This is what we saw in Mitzrayim, with all the miracles, with all the the agenda of Paro and the Mitzrim, and yet the agenda of Hashem, as presented through Moshe Rabbeinu, prevailed. We saw literally Hashem in His full koiches as creator and controller of all of the elements of the universe, all of the the laws of nature, all this upheaval of the laws of nature, all predicted, controlled, when it's going to come and when it's going to go. And this was something that millions of eyewitnesses saw. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim is critical for our emunah. And it seems that when we celebrate the sukkahs and we sit in the sukkah, we're to remember the miracles of Mitzrayim, which clarify to us in very clear terms the Creator, the Hashem as the creator and the controller of the entirety of this universe. There is also the remembrance of the Anani HaKovod. That's another kavona that we're supposed to have. And the Anani HaKovod really remind us of Hashem's protection. Look at this. We're in a midbar. We're exposed to elements. We're traveling in this midbar, in this desert for 40 years. Didn't bring along enough to sustain us. There was no stores to purchase or civilizations to be able to pick up the things that we need. Our food was provided miraculously at our doorstep by the mon with a double portion on Friday for Shabbos. Our clothing did not soil or get too small on us. They grew and they were constantly clean. Simlos cholei bolsom ealech v'ragle cholei botzeko ze arborim shona. 40 years. The be'er in the midbar, the slav, the elements, the weather changes, and the protection of the Anane Kovod and the Amud Esh, all of this bespeaks an amazing level of Hashgocha, of supervision, of Hashgocha Protis, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking care of Klal Yisroel in an ongoing, consistent, daily, and total capacity. And what this really says to us is as follows. Sitting in the sukkah can both be a chizuk in our emunah. We clarify the reality of Hashem as the ultimate creator and controller of the world. And that, of course, is the first step that we need to be able even to put our trust in Him. We have to know that He is there, that He is capable, that He is committed, that He does, that He's in control, that He's the creator, that He controls everything. And this we saw in Mitzrayim. And then we also saw Him in His role as provider, in His role as taking care of all of our needs, in His role as giving us the food that we need at our doorstep every single day for 40 years without fail. When we see this, then we realize that we can rely on Hashem. The sukkah, the Anani HaKovod, the miracles of the midbar, let us know that Hashem takes care of all of our needs. In fact, there's an interesting concept Rashi brings that in the times of in at Kufa later on, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so the Novi had a taina to Klal Yisrael and said, why weren't you learning? There was some tvia, there was some complaint against their level of learning at the time. And he says, he took out from the Beis HaMikdash, or from the Mishkan, wherever it was, the Tzinsenes HaMon, a little jar which contained the mon that they had in the midbar. And he said to them, your fathers, your forefathers had parnosa from this for 40 years from mon. Why aren't you learning? And my father-in-law, Zichrono Livrocha, whose yahrzeit we just celebrated, it was just his yahrzeit. So he asked the question, he says, if I was there, I would have said, Rabbeinu, he says, what are you telling us? Give us mun, and we will also be able to sit and learn. He takes out the mun, and he says, this is how they survived. They survived on mun. If I had mun, I'd also be able to learn. We don't have mun. We have to work for a living. We have to make a parnosa. So he said that the pshat, it must be that the mun really taught us that parnosa is all from Hashem. Just as the mon came to the Dor HaMidbar, so too Hashem provides for all of our needs. We can rely on Him to provide all of our needs. We can and we must trust Him to provide all of our needs. He does provide all of our needs. He's totally capable. He's the creator. He's the controller. He is Poseach es Yodecho u'masbia lechol chai rotzon. He opens up His hand and He satiates the will of every living creature, gives each one according to His will. And Chazal say that Parnosa is even greater than Geula. Because by redemption, there's a pasuk that says, HaMalach HaGoyloisi. Sometimes redemption, he sends through an agent. But Parnoso is Pesach Es Yodecho. You open your hand. He does it himself. It's as if Hashem signs the checks. It's as if Hashem delivers the mon to our doorstep, delivers the food, delivers the parnosa. And we have today that same hashkocha. It isn't as miraculous. We're not worthy of the miracles that the Dor Dea, that the Dor HaMidbar was worthy of. But Hashem does take care of us. And oftentimes we can see the miracles. And oftentimes when we think the situation is so dire and we muster the inspiration to be able to put our trust in Hashem, we see that amazing things unfold. And people tell us story after story of how they were down and out and indigent and didn't have and didn't know what was going to be. And the minute that they put that focus and turn and hope and trust in Hashem, then all of a sudden things turn around. It's sometimes not easy. And sometimes under very difficult circumstances, it's hard because I'm so dejected and I'm so me-ish, I've given up hope. Sometimes, of course, difficult circumstances make it easier because there is no other hope and I have nothing that I could do, so I must rely on Hashem. Either way, we have to learn from Sukkos and learn from the Anani HaKovod, that Hashem is the provider. His Hashkocha Protis, it applies to each and every one of us. He's the Pesach Es Yodecho Umasbia L'chol Chai Rotzoin. And we have to put, therefore, our trust in Him. And I believe that the power of trust is so great that it motivates people to bring out even a greater emunah in Hashem. Because, you know, there are certain people, I mean, every Jew deep in his heart knows what the truth is. But there are many out there who seem to deny it, they question it, they don't know what they believe, they don't know whether they believe, they're confused about it. And when they learn that there is a vehicle called Bituchim, and by putting my trust in Hashem, I can gain two things. Number one, results, getting things that otherwise I may not have been able to earn. And number two, menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, knowing that Hashem is taking care of me and is in control. And those two benefits become so attractive to this denier that all of a sudden he begins to reconsider, says, of course there must be a God. They were eyewitnesses to what happened in Egypt. The Jewish people are around for thousands of years. How did we survive? Just the fact of Jewish survival alone and the survival of the Torah intact with Klal Yisrael as it is today, that in itself is the greatest testimony to the truth of Hashem and the truth of Hashem's involvement and engagement and creative powers and supervision and control in this world. And therefore, I believe that the Sukkos experience can really, you know, as we put away the Sukkah, we could review the lessons and hopefully internalize them to such an extent with a newfound chizuk in realization of how Hashem was revealed as the creator and controller in Mitzrayim, and a newfound realization of the extent of Hashem's hashkocha protis that can strengthen us in our emunah, in our bitochim, and Hashem certainly will grant us all of the brochis. The birchas mayadecho, the chayim ulesholim, the simcha ulesosim, kasher rotzis, as Hashem wanted. And that's the brocha that we can take away from this yontif. Hashem should help that we should be able to find the strength to constantly, as we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every morning and every night, and as we see the Hashkocha Protis and we recite the Posuk daily, Pesach Yodecho, three times a day, we should be able to strengthen that Emunah and to strengthen that Bitochon and to see the ultimate benefit of Hashem granting us so many of the things that we so direly crave, and the Menuchas HaNefesh, the peace of mind, to be able to persevere and continue through life's difficulties and challenges, and all with the hope and the awareness and the feeling that Hashem is with us and will help us.